Governor Ventura has repeatedly said he opposes limits on abortion access. As recently as last week, he used his weekly radio show to object to abortion waiting periods in general, which is why many pro-choice lawmakers are confused about Ventura's silence on the specific legislation at hand. The bill requires a 24-hour wait before obtaining an abortion. During that time, the clinic must provide the patient with information on the risks of and alternatives to abortion. DFL Senator Deanna Weiner of Eagan stood outside the governor's office to urge a veto.
Governor, you ran as a pro-choice candidate. Minnesotans who elected you as a pro-choice governor are counting on you to stay pro-choice. This insulting bill implies that women don't take their choices seriously, that they are too stupid to think for themselves or get the information that they feel that they need.
Weiner says the legislation is a thinly disguised attempt to shut down abortion providers with endless lawsuits. But supporters of the bill say it's a moderate provision designed to protect women facing an emotionally difficult decision. Maurice Rosenberg represents Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life.
Any other type of medical procedure, people get information. We have laws in the books for informed consent, and we just want to make sure that women are afforded the opportunity to have all the facts before they decide whether or not to undergo an abortion. Pretty straightforward. It's a pro-woman bill.
Rosenberg says MCCL has not had direct talks with the governor's office regarding the abortion language, but House Republicans have. GOP leaders say the Ventura administration has already signed off on the Right to Know bill, and they say they fully expect the governor's signature. But Ventura spokesman John Woodley is warning both sides against making predictions.
There's a lot of information out there. Not all of it is based on fact. And there's a lot of interpretations going on out there. And we'll just let people speculate. We'll let the insiders try to figure out just exactly what's going on here. And we'll take the bill and we'll look at it in a very serious way. This is an important public policy issue that the governor will be considering here. And he will, to the best of his ability, make a judgment, and we will move forward.
Woodley refused to say when Ventura may make up his mind, leaving both sides of the question guessing. The abortion controversy comes just as lawmakers are searching for agreement on the key tax and spending policies for the session. Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe, who opposes the waiting period, says he hopes the budget discussions can remain separate from the abortion debate.
I'm not going to link this with anything. This is tragic. It's unfortunate. It is a step backward for this state, and certainly a step backward for women in this state. I will certainly advise the governor to veto the legislation. Obviously, within minutes, I've got to move on and start to talk about the budget, and that's the next step that we'll work on.
Ventura is certain to step on somebody's toes regardless of his decision. Signing the bill would alienate the abortion rights supporters who have so far considered the governor an important ally. And lawmakers who favor abortion restrictions say they have firm commitments of support from the governor's staff. They say a veto will be considered a promise broken. The governor has 3 days to act on the bill after it reaches his office. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.